Well, it's always great when we can share some time with Angie Metcalf here with us from Heartland Cooperative as we have some answers from the Heartland. And today, Angie, you want to talk about fresh air and sunshine. Why did you pick that subject?
Well, you know, we always talk about things that need to get done and things that have to get done right now. And, you know, some positive news and some positive thoughts kind of, I think, will help us out a little bit, keep that positive attitude. So we see temperatures warm up. We finally see sunshine. We need to remember that the animals are going to appreciate it as much as we do.
That's a very good point. Even though it's going to be a little cooler this weekend, warmer days are ahead. So what do we need to do to help our animals benefit from these warmer temperatures?
Well, you know, a lot of it comes just to having the time to do it. But, you know, if calves are in hutches, make sure those doors are off, you know, soon after birth if you do put doors on. These calves are going to love to lay in the doorways if they can. Keep the slop and, you know, and the mud scraped away from the front of the hutches for the same reason. You know, the calves will be drier because the bedding will be drier. And, you know, they'll lay outside if they can and soak up that sun.
Angie, what can we do if we've got calves in a calf barn?
Well, similar thing there, obviously. You know, we want to open up curtains, especially if you have them on the south side. Open those doors and windows. Let that fresh air in. Let the sun in. It'll help the air quality tremendously. Calves will be much more active and move around. Sun helps dry things out, too. So as those bed packs dry out, you know, the sun will help kind of help them dry out a little bit faster as they start thawing.
Yeah, I don't know how much you're into psychology, but I know when it's sunny and warm, we seem to feel better. Is that the same reflection we have for our calves?
You know, I really think so. You know, on those cold, dark days, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. They just kind of got through the day and just survived. I think that's kind of the way we were, too.
Well, what about our tip of the day, then?
Well, you know, like we were talking, it's been a long, cold winter, and, you know, March weather is unpredictable. So make sure we monitor those doors and windows and curtains from day to day because, you know, the weather's going to change. But, you know, my biggest tip would be just take a minute in your busy schedule. Soak up that sun on a warm day. Just appreciate that spring looks like it's finally going to be here. And, you know, sometimes just taking that minute or so for yourself goes a long way to help handle the stresses that, you know, farms see on a daily basis.
Excellent insights and advice. And again, if you want to talk about this subject or other questions for Angie, just give her a call at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website, and, you know, these podcasts get put on there, so you can check one out if you missed one. Articles get put up there as well as meeting notices and things like that, so check it out.
That is Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.